So I'm Ronnie Schnell, and I want to acknowledge a couple of my co-PIs. Calvin Trossel is the agronomist out of the Lubbock Station. Jordan Bell is the agronomist out of the Amarillo Station. And then we have Sadie Church, Jonathan Moreno. We're both graduate students in my program, and Thabla is a technician in our program that help out with these troughs. So what we have going on here is there's interest in dry land corn production in West Texas. And West Texas obviously is a much drier environment than we typically grow dry land corn in Texas. So lower precipitation, lower humidity, also a lot more elevation out there. We're looking at 3,000 to 4,000 feet of elevation, whereas most of our other dry land corn regions are near sea level, if not less than 1,000 foot. So quite a bit of difference in the environments as you go north, south, and east and west throughout Texas. So some of the producers out there are suggesting that we use some really low populations. And you might be wondering if it's a typo even. So yeah, 5,000 seeds per acre is what some have proposed might be the best rate to use out there. So that's anywhere from 12, and we have some folks going a little bit higher, up to 37,000 seeds per hectare. So the question I have is, are some of the dry land recommendations that we have for the rest of the state, which is basically the eastern half of the state and the southern portion of the state, would those recommendations be relevant to our producers in West Texas? And so what we've done is we set up a couple of sites in central Texas. These are dry land sites where we do anticipate more rainfall. So we looked at a little higher range of population, so 49,000 up to 89,000 seeds per hectare. Once we moved out to West Texas, they are interested in these lower populations, so we looked at 19,000 up to 49,000, so we'd have a little bit of a connection between some of our eastern and western sites. And what we've done, we had at least two hybrids at all locations. At College Station, we actually had five, but two hybrids, and we looked at five rates at each site using large plots with three replications. So large plots anywhere from four rows to 12 rows, 1,000 to 1,500 feet long. So these are large plots. And I guess one of the most important things in Texas is when we look at, selecting our planting dates and these production systems, planting in the eastern side of the state, planting early to avoid heat and drought stress is going to be critical so we have good pollination and kernel set. As we move to West Texas, although they start planting in April, often some of these later planting dates, it helps us to avoid some of the heat that they may see later in the summer. So the later planting dates seem to provide a little bit of protection from the heat in that environment. But nonetheless, you can see as we move throughout this growing season here during 2017, not a lot of difference in rainfall and total rainfall so far at a lot of the sites, even east to west Texas. And they've had a lot of rain recently, which bumped some of their totals up. But what I've circled there, that's about when we were hitting the critical period. So a little before flowering, silking, and moving into early grain set and grain field. One thing I want to point out, if I can here, you see this is one of our thrall site in central Texas. You can see that kind of flat line right around pollination. So a long period without rain right after pollination, you'll see some of that in the results. So basically, here's our yield response across the three sites that we've harvested so far. The orange is College Station. The blue was Dalhart, our northern most northern location. And then those little gray triangles was Thrall, which is near Austin. And you can see, despite the very different environments between College Station and Dalhart, the actual response to the increasing populations was very, very much similar. In Thrall, we had no response to population, and you can see, we'll see how why that was here on the next slide. So here we've condensed this down looking at the kernel numbers per acre in response to increasing plant populations. And you can see across all of these environments, adjusting plant populations, if you plant in a period where you can have successful pollination and kernel set, we can very easily control the kernels per acre with our plant population. Where our yield differences came in was in kernel size. So in Thrall, where we were dry during grain field, you can see very low, a very small kernel size there. College Station, good moisture, good rainfall during grain fill, very large kernels, very good yields in that environment. And Dalhart fell somewhere in between that. So we'll see how some of the other sites turn out. We're going to continue this a few more years. The key is, I think, if we can get successful pollination and kernel set, then it's all about how much moisture do we have and what size kernels can we produce. And that's all.